The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have learnt how it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I say this to you, offer the wicked man no resistance. On the contrary, if anyone hits you on the right cheek, offer him the other as well. If a man takes you to law and would have your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone orders you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with them. Give to anyone who asks, and if anyone wants to borrow, do not turn them away. You have learned how it was said, you must love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In this way, you will be children of your Father in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on bad as well as good, and his rain to fall on honest and dishonest alike. But if you love those who love you, what right have you to claim any credit? Even the tax collectors do as much, do they not? And if you save your greetings for your sisters and brothers, are you doing anything exceptional? Even the pagans do as much, do they not? You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
As you know, I'm quite a big sports fan. Not necessarily the most, you know, popular sports. I mean, have there been a few rugby matches on this weekend? Apparently, so they've passed me by. Big one today, apparently. That's probably what I'll be having my siesta. I like my swimming and my cycling and my running. They're probably my big three. I'm a big, big athletics fan. And whenever there's any athletics on the telly, I always tune in. It's great having catch-up as well, you know, if you've had a busy Sunday. And what really, I guess, fascinates me are all the attempts to break the records. So the records for sprinting or throwing or jumping. And so back in the day, it was thought that it was nigh on impossible for somebody to sprint 100 metres in less than 10 seconds. Well, it's almost commonplace now. That barrier has been broken. Another record that was thought pretty much impossible, that it was inconceivable that anybody could run this far, this fast, was the marathon. About 50 years ago, the world record for the marathon was about 2.5 hours. And as the years elapsed, subsequently a few minutes might be chopped off that world record, until in the last few years it's got down to very close to 2 hours. But again, the people were saying, and you know, these are sports experts, physiologists, geneticists, people saying, we think it's inconceivable that somebody could break that 2 hour mark for the marathon. And, you know, we're talking about 26.2 miles. 2 hours, do the math. That's pretty fast running. That's 13 miles an hour. I can sustain that for a couple hundred metres. but lo and behold, last year, that record was broken. Admittedly, there was an organised race. It wasn't a competition. I don't think it stands as an official world record, because there were lots of parameters put in place. So, for instance, the race, the track was pan flat. So there were no kind of bumps or elevations. And the chap who was trying to set the world record, a 34-year-old Kenyan, he had a series of pace runners to accompany him. Had a car in front with a laser-guided line to tell them what pace to run at, to try and keep at that pace. Even the drink station didn't have to stop to pick up his drink, had a little motorbike going along at the same speed, so he didn't have to... Basically, they employed every conceivable mechanism to try to help this gentleman break that seemingly impossible barrier. And he did. He dipped under it last year. Why am I telling you all of this? The gospel that you've just heard, dear friends, it seems that Jesus is seemingly asking the impossible of us in that gospel. Turn the other cheek. If somebody hits you. If somebody would have your cloak, give them your tunic as well. Learn to love not just your neighbours, your friends, but your enemies. I mean, a lot of this stuff, dear friends, when we're in those situations and we've got somebody hurting us or abusing us or being spiteful or vindictive, it is not our natural response, is it, to respond in love? And we can't do any of this stuff, dear friends, on our own strength. That's the point, I think, of the gospel. We can't do it on our own strength. Too often we bump up against the limits, our limitations to love. But what Jesus is saying is that, well, first of all, we have to ask ourselves, if he's asking us that, is he not going to give us the strength to be able to try and at least make attempts at loving? Well, I think he is. And actually that first line from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the very first sentence, gives us a little interpretive key. It's posed almost in the form of a rhetorical question. Can you remember what it was? Didn't you realise that you are temples of
God?
Very good, Ezra. Excellent, Ezra. Spot on, young man. We are temples of God, aren't we, Ezra? Temples of God's Holy Spirit. There's an incisive insight there from this young man. Did Jesus not say, unless you change and become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven? Ezra, we're learning from you, young man. You're our teacher today. Do you want to come and stand with me, or are you happy there in the corner? We'll preach this homily together, Ezra. So where were we? We're temples of God, aren't we? That means that I'm not just living my life as Paul Leonard. You're not just living your life as Ezra. But both of us are living God's life within us, aren't we? Because we're temples of God. Excellent. Thank you for helping me to understand the gospel a little bit more fully today. Do you want to still stay hanging out with me, or you want to go? Oh, you do? Okay. Do you want to take your coat off? Yeah, I'll keep my garbs on. The point is, dear friends, that God doesn't ask the impossible of us without giving us the grace and the strength to perhaps be able to do it. We don't just live our lives. We bear within us the life of Christ, don't we, Ezra? We do. Each of us, dear friends, who've been baptised have been grafted into the life of Christ. We've been given an abundant share in God's Spirit, Christ's Spirit. So perhaps what seems impossible at different moments, at other times, perhaps seems barely possible. Have you ever not found, dear friends, that you've been able to deal with situations that you never thought possible? That you've somehow been able to summon up the resources within to be able to deal with a particularly challenging situation? Yeah, there's a few people nodding because you've had difficult, maybe losses in your life which you thought would break you, and yet you're here today, still here today. And by the way, those references to turning the other cheek, and if somebody asks for one element of your garments, give them the other. I don't think Jesus is asking us to be doormats, dear friends. I don't believe that. I believe what Jesus is inviting us to is to break the cycle of violence that we see so often around us. You know those tit-for-tat reprisals? If somebody hurts us, we want to hurt them back. Probably doubly hard. And Jesus is saying, actually, no, the only real answer to violence and hatred in the world is love. It's not about being a doormat. It's about responding in love. Turning the other cheek. Who turned the other cheek when they slapped him after he was arrested? Jesus did. Did they not strip all his garments? Not just merely his cloak? Who said from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do"? No, that was Jesus, Ezra. Noah was a bit before that. That was, you remember the story with the ark and the animals? Yeah. If somebody asked you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with them. I don't know how long the journey on Calvary was, but I'm sure it was a long, arduous one. Jesus, dear friends, is asking us to follow in his footsteps. He gives us the example that we are called to copy. And we're going to struggle to be able to live up to that very high bar that's set before us. But at least we can keep trying. Not on our own efforts, because we, as I say, we come up very quickly against our limitations. But when we open our hearts and our minds to God's grace and strength within, then we can accomplish things that we hitherto thought impossible. You know those Facebook posts that you see sometimes? Sometimes they're very wise. Sometimes they're a bit more sort of saccharine, banal. Be the best version of yourself. You ever heard that post before? It gets bandied around a lot, doesn't it? Be the best version of yourself. Well, Jesus is kind of saying that to us today. Be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. Try and stretch those spiritual muscles so that you love not just your friends and your mates, but you try to love those whom you wouldn't necessarily choose to spend time with. We're called to push the boundaries of love, dear friends. That's the message of today's gospel. And Jesus doesn't leave us alone in it. He gives us his help and his strength. Should we leave it at that, Ezra? You want to go and sit back down with Mum? No. There's not that much room up on the sanctuary, Ezra. You don't mind. Well, I tell you what, just for the time being, why don't we bow to everybody together? Let's bow, and then you pop back to Mum for the time being.